is Tuesday, August 28th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can distinguish the difference between the truth and disinformation and indoctrination, and can recognize those tricky little gatekeepers. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com to see a list of guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments only during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna at spingola.com. Please hold your calls until we open the phone lines in the second hour. Then you may call 800-313-9443. My guest today is Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com and freedomtaker.com. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be with you, Deanna.
Well, I've been listening to your audio files all morning, and I must say they're just fabulous. You covered this this particular issue of smart meters better than anybody that I have talked to. You cover so many aspects of this issue, and it is definitely an issue that we all need to address immediately.
Yeah, it's creeping up on us, and they snuck up on us from behind. And many people come out of their doors and find out they've already got one on their house. They were not notified. There was no disclosure. They've got a radiation-emitting surveillance device on the side of their homes.
Right. Well, we started covering this issue last October. We dedicated a whole week to it. And we have communities in the area here that are going to court over this issue and are raising awareness. But the utility companies, particularly here in Illinois, really don't care. I wrote a letter to my utility company in November of last year. They finally answered I wrote to four people in the utility company. I only got one answer, and it was written on January 23rd, 2012. And so basically it took them 2 months to even respond. And they told me that, this is not a problem. I addressed in my letter the various issues relative to smart meters. And he said these meters include very low power radios used to transmit meter readings back to the utility. Some people have alleged that these radio signals pose a health hazard. In fact, the radio frequency emissions associated with these meters are far lower than with many common consumer electronics and are well below federal limits. There is no evidence that advanced electric meters pose any health hazard. And then he went on to tell me that they weren't going to be using it to record anything except just all of the activity that is going on in the home, total, not individually. And so, I mean, he basically wrote me off. And then the individual said that ComEd operates under the jurisdiction of the Illinois Commerce Commission, and he says we must fully satisfy the ICC that any plans for implementing advanced meters are consistent with the law and in the best interest of our customers.
Well, I don't see how radiation and surveillance is in the interest of any customer. And the difference between the old meters and the new meters is just that. So what's in the interest of the customers, go back to the old meters. There's no
exactly.
Question about that. You know, when they talk about well below limits, I want to go back and address that, because that's a good point you bring up. You know, when they talk about the radiation, what they love to do is they love...
Jerry, we need to hold that thought. We do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back and pick it up on the other side.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what, Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying an investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control? Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Jerry Day, and let me just read one more sentence that at the end of this letter. Our plans for introducing advanced meters will be developed in consultation with a smart grid advisory council appointed by the governor and General Assembly. Once those plans are approved, we have a legal obligation to comply with them.
Well, I'd like to know what that legal obligation is.
Indeed.
I don't know of any, and they don't make it clear in that statement even what authority that obligation would be under, whether that's some sort of state law, whether it's a regulation, whether it's a federal mandate, whether it's based on a grant, whether it's based on the legislature's intentions. I have no clue what they're doing there, and obviously they don't want us to know.
Right. Now, you mentioned before we went to the break that you were going to address some.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You went through some good points, and I didn't know if you want me to jump in on any of that, but you made the comment well below limits in terms of the radiation that those things emit. Now, here's what they love to do. They love to mischaracterize this type of radiation. If I have a cell phone, and that cell phone emits a certain amount of constant radiation, say, through a phone call or through while I'm holding it in my pocket all day, what they do is they average out the amount of energy that the smart meter emits, and they say, well, look, it's about the same, or it's less, or it's safe, or this or that. And what they don't tell you is that smart meters do not emit constant radiation. they emit what's called high energy density pulsed radiation. And they have to do that in order to punch through to get to the distant relay pickups. And so they don't emit the same kind of radiation as other devices, even microwave ovens. The smart meters emit this high energy density pulsed radiation, and that is weaponized radiation. Those pulses are highly damaging to cellular tissues, to biological tissues, and much more damaging than the constant streams of energy. And so these when they say we're well below limits, it reminds me of another lie they tell. And they'll say, with a straight face, they'll say, oh, this only broadcasts for 3 minutes a day. And everybody goes, oh, okay, well, 3 minutes of exposure, that's not so bad. Well, that's not exactly true. What they do is they deliver a pulsed packet of energy, a high energy density pulse, for 2/1000ths of a second every 2 seconds. So if you add up the 2/1000ths of a second, you come to something like 3 or 4 minutes a day. But it's not just 3 or 4 minutes a day. It's every few seconds all day long, and they're in high energy density pulses, and they're very dangerous and they're very damaging. And because you can imagine, if there's a capacitor, if you know what a capacitor is, it'll take that whole 3 seconds and it'll store up all the energy it can pack and then deliver it in a 2/1000ths of a second pulse. Well, that's not friendly and happy. That's something that's going to take apart biological tissues, and that's what it's designed to do. It was something they had to do to rocket that information out to the receiver, because the receiver could be a quarter of a mile away. But that means that you're getting energy blasted through your home in such a sort of a burst, a pulse, you might say, that is designed to get that quarter of a mile. And so imagine if your meter is on the opposite side of your house from that relay pickup. You're getting the first energy blast of that quarter of a mile sprint. So that's going right through your head, through your child's brain and everything else. And there's a circuit there, what's called a circuit. It's an electrical circuit between that relay a quarter of a mile away and between that smart meter. And your body is right in the path of that circuit.
And they know this. I think all the energy companies are well aware of this, and yet they conceal these facts and act like we're all kind of conspiracy theorists because we are pointing them out.
Well, and if they're putting on these strange devices and they're not telling us exactly what they're doing, we have every right to have theories about conspiracies, because why wouldn't you tell me what this thing exactly does? For instance, did your electric company offer you a full description of the specifications, features, and functions of this meter and get your consent before they installed it? No. Do you know what that meter does? No. Will they tell you if you ask them? No. So we have every right to feel that there are conspiracies. You mentioned recording activity. They say, oh, well, it doesn't record this. It only records that. Well, it's recording. Why do I need to be recorded? I didn't need to be recorded when I had an analog meter. And, you know, they come up with this thing with this huge data set and knowing all of this personal activity of your energy usage behavior, that they can do some wonderful things with how they manage their grid. Well, that's fine if it didn't violate the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, and it's fine if it didn't violate federal Title 18 wiretapping. They are conducting surveillance. And, you know, recording activity is recording activity, and I don't see why they attempt to make a distinction about it.
Right. Well, fortunately, I do not have one of these devices on my home yet, and I do have 2 signs on the analog meter that is on my home saying that I forbid them to install a smart meter. And very interestingly, after I put those signs out, the first time that the meter reader came, I noticed that he went into the backyard, and within an hour, he had sent his supervisor out here, because a utility truck pulled up and a guy in a suit got out with a clipboard and came and rang the doorbell. Now, I was not prepared to answer the door. I was just about ready to get dressed and prepare for my program. And so I never heard back from them, but I do intend to put a lock on my gate. And as I said, I've sent four letters, and I'm going to respond to this one. And I also noted that you have some wonderful, wonderful resources here on at jerryday.com. If people will go to your website and just scroll down, there's some wonderful links about smart meters. And at the bottom, you have a public notice, which any of our listeners can just copy and then go ahead and laminate it and post that to the meter. And you cite some, for instance, Title 47, Chapter 5. And this one is for California specifically, but we can certainly create one for any, people can create one for any state that they happen to live in. And then you also have a copy of a letter that we may write to, personalize and write to the our power company CEO or president or whomever, and it notes all these things about why one would not want a smart meter or, as you prefer, digital meter on their homes.
Let me clarify what those are on that website. Those are documents that I offer at no cost to the public if they do not yet have the digital meter. So this is prevention. The letter you just mentioned is entitled something about refusal. In other words, you're refusing to allow them to put the radiation-emitting surveillance device on your property. You certainly have every right to refuse that. Once the device has been installed, once they've gotten that onto your property, maybe you didn't know the problem, maybe they didn't even notice you and just installed it, now those documents on jerryday.com don't really serve you because they're really just preventative. And then we, once you have this problem, then we refer you over to freedomtaker.com, and that's where we have kind of the tougher measures. And we have something there, which is a notice that could be ordered. That's a $9.95, but that's an 8-page legal affidavit, and that is a demand for removal. And you get that notarized, and you send it to them certified mail, and that's a very powerful legal document. It puts them in criminal misconduct unless they remove it within a certain limited amount of time, and they have to replace it with a safe analog meter. And then if that doesn't work, we offer the meter kit where you're actually purchasing a safe analog meter. We send you the meter, and you replace it yourself. But it's very important that you serve notice first, and you give the power company an opportunity to correct their violations, because if it ever goes to any type of court contest, the judge will want to know, did you tell them, did you give them a chance to fix it? And the answer would be yes if you go through this process and you use these notices. But over there at jerryday.com, everybody's welcome to come in and copy-paste those documents. If they're lucky enough to not yet have the digital meter, go ahead and copy and paste those documents, get the one laminated and post it right on the meter, and it's a very stern warning. You're right, you do want to update that with your own state codes if you're not in California. And the other letter, there's a little instructions with it, how you fill that out and edit that. You put in your own name and address, your power company's name and address, and you sign it, and you send it off certified mail. And that is the refusal. And once you send them that, they cannot lawfully put that device on your property because you've noticed them that it is unlawful and it is unsafe, and they must not attempt to install it.
Right, and that's what I did. And this letter in response is what I got. Basically, they're telling me that they're going to do what they're going to do despite my refusal and despite the fact that I have not given them consent.
Well, any time you get a letter like that, you want to just flat respond with a, I'm sorry, but you can't do that. I'm sorry, but that's not responsive. I'm sorry, but that violates the law. I'm sorry, your letter is not acceptable, and your letter is not, responsible notice.
Right.
We got a music going there, so we'll come back, huh?
Right. Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com and freedomtaker.com. How did all this begin and what does it relate to? You've talked a lot about Agenda 21 and the United Nations and what is the foundation of this? And you also have mentioned AT&T and the Bush administration.
Well, I'm not an expert in that, but I can tell you very definitely that this is not your local power plant's idea. Because of these meter sales and because of this information that I'm putting out on YouTube, I'm getting calls from all over the world. I got a message the other day from a man in Slovenia. I've gotten calls from New Zealand, Europe, all over Canada. This is going on everywhere. And you have to ask yourself, how did such a synchronized global effort come about? Because you can say, well, you know, now's the digital technology age and everything's getting upgraded like this, but this is very, very much very suspicious. This is extremely coordinated. The policies are extremely uniform, even between countries, and the timing is extremely uniform globally, and something's fishy here. And definitely when you start to follow the trail, you wind up back at the United Nations, and you wind up at Agenda 21, and you wind up in this program called ICLEI, International Climate. What is it? I wish I could rattle that off, but it's the Local Environmental Initiative, I think it's International Commission on Local and Environmental Initiatives. And this is some crazy global organization that has gone in, and I have evidence in my local city that they have infiltrated my city government. And we have 4 out of 5 city council members right in my town of Burbank, California, who are mysteriously not interested in listening to any of the concerns about smart meters and digital meters. We have one city councilman that is a champion. His name is Mr. Gordon here in, or Dr. Gordon here in Burbank. But the other 4 city council members are just strangely and mysteriously not interested and not receptive and acting against the interests of the people who come up before them and demand that these things be taken away. There are people who come in who are sick. It's very easy to identify these meters and the problems for some people because they get sick the minute that the meter is in proximity to them. They're called electromagnetic hypersensitive, or EHS. Sometimes they're referred to as sensitive receptors. And these people can tell you right now whether or not they happen to be within 12 feet of a smart meter or a certain proximity of a radiation-emitting device of any kind, a cell phone, a Wi-Fi in a computer, a microwave oven. They can feel it physically, and you could do a blind test, and they would say, yes, there it is, no, there it isn't. They know from the way they feel. Quite often, these people have had some kind of brain injury or surgery or some kind of illness that has compromised their immune system or compromised their resistance to this microwave energy. It seems to be about half the time it's people who have had some kind of illness or injury that have been sensitized, but the other half the time it could be anybody else perfectly young and strong. Of course, you've got a real problem if you've got a pacemaker. If you have any medical devices, you may have seen one interview I did on the web with a man who had a pacemaker, and he described how that he didn't know he was getting his smart meter, and his pacemaker started to act up, and it actually, his meter shut down, actually stopped his pacemaker and almost killed him, put him into a heart coronary crisis, and he was in the emergency room to have his heart revived. But
I think that most of the energy companies don't even alert their customers. They don't even tell them what they're going to do. They just say, oh, we're here to install a new meter, as if this was something normal and to be expected. And yet they have not said a word about it, not told us why they're doing it. And they only last for about 5 years, where the meter on my home here is probably 25 years old.
Exactly. Your computer is going to wear out in 5 years, and that's what these things are. They're computers. And they're going to get obsolete, and they're obviously highly susceptible to what we call EMP, electromagnetic pulses, which can come from various sources, including the sun. And if the sun ever puts out a strong enough EMP, all of our meters will malfunction. And you can imagine the chaos that would ensue there when nobody in, say, you know, the sun covers quite a wide area of the Earth, in fact, all of it. And so when you have an EMP, at least the area that's facing the sun when the electromagnetic pulse gets here from the sun, that side of the Earth is wiped out in terms of sensitive electronic devices, and so it's not exactly smart to put in what they call the smart grid, which is nothing more than a bunch of fine electronics that's susceptible to an electromagnetic pulse not only from the sun, but from any enemy. You have these EMP weapons where you can just essentially fire off a weapon about 100 miles above land, and you can shut down all the sensitive electronics for a 1,000-mile radius. And if you're up 250 miles with an EMP weapon, you will shut down from New York to Los Angeles. And so we are essentially exposing our necks. We're making ourselves very vulnerable to EMP attacks if some bad actor, say in the Middle East or Asia or whatever, Russia, who knows, you know.
Washington. Yeah. All righty. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com and freedomtaker.com. And you were talking about some of the horrible things that can happen to people if they happen to have a pacemaker, and certainly people who are perfectly healthy. These can affect everyone, including animals and particularly small children who are actually, you were mentioning on an earlier audio that I listened to, it can basically affect a girl's ability to have children. Later on.
Yeah, there's a great researcher by the name of Barry Trower. It's a name worth knowing, B-A-R-R-I-E-T-R-O-W-E-R, and he was a military weapons expert in past decades, and he knows how far advanced this weapon technology is, and he's recognized the same exact technology in the digital meters, in the transmission a portion of the digital meters, and he very, very clearly has stated in several videos on the web, and you can search his name, that this particular type of radiation does particularly assault women's reproductive systems, especially at that young age, any childbearing age, where you can expect if you're exposed to this type of pulsed radiation, you can expect birth deformities, birth defects, and those that damaged DNA, those defects are permanent at that point forever in the family. They do not repair. Once DNA is changed to something else, it stays that way until it mutates into something else again. So this is very serious in terms of the exposures to young women.
Right. I've listened to some of his, I've seen some of his videos, and it is amazing. I mean, this is biological warfare against everybody in the world.
Right, and you have to say, as you said earlier, it is intentional. These are not stupid companies and people who design and make these meters. When you're creating and designing and engineering a radiation-emitting device, you know what you're doing. You can't do that by accident. And that is what's going on here. We are getting overexposed to radiation, not only from the meters themselves, but actually, I believe very much in a accumulative sense. In other words, this is adding to the damage that may be done to us by our Wi-Fi computers, by our microwave ovens, by our cordless phones, by our cell phones. We're getting way too much EMF in our environments. Each one of these things needs a new transmitter. They need to pollute the environment with yet another layer of electromagnetic radiation. And we're getting out now to the limits. And, that's one excuse that these power companies say is that, well, you've got all these other wireless devices. Well, yeah, but those are all voluntary. And when I find out they're harming me, I can get rid of them. That's not the case with the smart meter. They claim that they have a right to impose it upon you. And just because you at some point had another radiation-emitting device. Well, that does not make sense. Just because something may be poisoning me and I don't know about it yet doesn't mean you have a right to add poison to my environment.
Right. Now, you mentioned AT&T and the Bush administration and the surveilling and the sharing of information. And you've also mentioned six national collection centers or data centers that actually collect all of our phone calls.
Yeah, phone calls, credit card transactions, medical records, internet clicks, emails, all the text of your emails. If you can imagine all the digital data every day that you create, that is now being aggregated into a few very large and very secret data collection centers. Wired magazine, I believe in the April issue, had a big article about this new NSA facility in Utah and the National Security Agency. And, the resolution of information that they have about you, if you can imagine any data where they can identify you, that could be the license plate on your car, that could be a face recognition camera. They have cameras now that, if you walk into a sports arena, the camera will scan your face and identify you. From your face, it can produce your name and address. Now, once they can seize your name and address, they know exactly who you are and where you are and when you were there. So with tracking devices, and now, for instance, police are running around with these scanners where they have an automatic scanning. They just drive down the street, and every license plate off to the side in the parking lot or whatever gets scanned, and they go right down the line, bing, 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 and they know where and when everybody was parked in that lot or on that street. And they put that into the database. And we don't realize how invasive this is, because they can go back and they can say, well, wait a minute, last Tuesday you were at such and such, or last year on, May 3rd, you were at such and such. They actually are tracking you every day, everywhere. And they know where you are when you do your credit card transaction. They know where you are when you do your internet activity. They have GPS on that if you're not at home. So this is literally 24/7 tracking, physical, geographical tracking of every American. And it's very much within their technological capabilities now to do that. And so you could wind up in a little bit of a fracas or trouble with the law, and they actually could go back from this moment to 5 years earlier and pinpoint you every minute of the day for that 5 years. People don't yet, I think, quite realize how exposed they are.
Right. Oh, my goodness. And this NSA building, apparently they just started constructing it, and it's in the Ochre Mountains, kind of in the desert in the Wasatch Range in Utah. And even Congress, according to one news report that I read, is not aware of what the NSA is doing. So where did they get their authority to do what they're doing?
Yeah, this is, you know, our country has really lost its grip. You know, there's this whole, you know, secret, you know, Homeland Security industry that's larger than most world governments that has no accountability whatsoever. They get huge chunks of money. Now, you know, once you start looking down that rabbit hole, you find out that where does the funding come from? Because you think sooner or later, if they're getting funded from Congress, there's going to be some accountability. Well, number one, they don't tell Congress what they're doing. And number two, they actually have their own sources of funding. And if you do not think that your government is in the business of running guns and selling drugs and doing international drug trade, you probably are off base, because that is what is in a lot of these cargo planes that are coming in and out of some of our military bases. And Eric Holder was caught red-handed smuggling weapons into Mexico and getting revenue for them. They were selling guns to Mexico. Now, they want to call that all something else, like it was some kind of law enforcement maneuver. It was selling guns to criminals in Mexico. That's what it was. Our law enforcement may not do that, has no business doing that. They were smuggling weapons and earning revenue from it. And doing what with that revenue? Probably operating some of their secret ops.
Right, and of course the CIA did drug running in order to finance their operations, their black operations all over the world.
We are a global drug pusher, and we have to start making some noise and holding our government accountable. You know, when we stand by and let this happen, you know, what worries me the most is what has happened to our national reputation. We're all egocentric. We're all yay, rah, rah, America. We don't understand what it looks like to someone in another country when we go and invade them, we go sell drugs there, we go run arms there, we go commit crimes there, we go commit renderings there, we do all of these, you know, Guantanamo Bay or whatever we're doing. You know, we're up to stuff, you know, we're sending drones over and shooting missiles into neighborhoods and killing whole neighborhoods full of people, hoping to get what we call some, you know, terrorist operative. But you know, what if some country was flying drones over our towns and shooting missiles into our neighborhoods? I mean, we have to take a step back and look at what our behavior looks like to these foreign countries, because it does matter. We are going to have to answer for what we're doing sooner or later.
Right. Well, you even brought up in one of your audios the fact that military supposedly killed Osama bin Laden, and that was a big thing, and oh wow, didn't America do great that we supposedly killed him, even though Fox News reported that he died back in December of 2001.
Yeah, the take I had on that was I was so deeply disturbed when I saw Barack Obama step up to a microphone and proudly proclaim that we had just killed someone without due process, without a confession, without knowing for sure what he had done, without knowing if he even was connected to 9/11, we just went and killed the guy. Now, I don't know why that is such a happy, wonderful announcement. Who else are we going to kill without knowing what they did and without giving due process and without having process of law? How many people are we going to go and kill that way, and how happy are we going to be about it? I'm not comfortable with that at all.
Oh, of course not. I mean, if you can do it to one person, you can do it to anybody. And you brought up the Guantanamo, and what are we doing down there? In fact, when Obama was campaigning, he said that he would close that base, and he would do this and have the troops come back. Well, obviously that didn't happen, isn't going to happen, and I don't think it's going to happen if we elect anybody else.
If I didn't know the names, I would not be able to distinguish the difference between Bush administration and Obama administration, except that Obama has accelerated. He's increased the number of wars, the amount of the military budget, the amount of the secret operations. He's taken drones in. He's allowed domestic surveillance. He's done everything Bush did times 10. So if I was an Obama supporter, I would be extremely disappointed about now and extremely frustrated as far as this choice we're going to have in 2012. You know, we don't know much about Romney. I mean, you know, I'm so far off on out in left field that I no longer have confidence in the horse race, this what I consider to be a false horse race, the Republican-Democrat thing. These parties are way too controlled. I was, you know, I'm kind of a Ron Paul guy, and I've watched the Republican Party violate their own rules and the law virtually in every precinct in the 2008 election in order to suppress Ron Paul. It's extremely frustrating. You know, you would hope that the Republican Party would behave a little better like that. If they can't obey their own rules and allow their own delegates to have their due power, then I don't see that as a legitimate organization.
Right. I think that only the citizens are obligated to obey rules, and the politicians can just make up the rules as they go along and break the ones that already exist. And something else that Obama has done is he has institutionalized health care, which you have said has nothing whatsoever to do with health care, but it has to do with insurance companies.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the wording in the law, you find out that there's some extremely strange, creepy, and unconnected things in there. Now, I'm not an expert, and we're getting a little off my subject now, but, you know, maybe Alex Jones knows more about that than I do. But, no, this health care bill is not what it appears to be. And Alex Jones, I think he's worth mentioning because he's, you know, a crazy maniac or not, he has done a great job of looking into these bills and doing research and discovering some very serious problems with that and telling the public about them. So good for him. And but if I can sort of steer us back onto the smart meter.
Absolutely.
I was just going to go over a couple of notes I made while you were talking. You said something about that the power companies are claiming that they just have no choice and they have to fully satisfy these regulators. Now, I wanted to clear that up a little bit because a lot of people seem to kind of misunderstand what the regulators really can and will do. Regulators are not really the authorities that people think they are. You know, people go to the regulator and say, oh, why doesn't the regulator help me with my smart meter? This is unsafe and unlawful, and I'm going to go to the regulator and I'm going to petition them, and they're going to tell my power company to stop forcing me to have this smart meter. Well, that's not what regulators are there for. That's not what they do, and that's not what they care about. Regulators are only there with authority against your power company. But they only have the authority that the legislature gave them, and that legislature gave them authority that was very carefully crafted. Regulators are not generally to make an industry behave itself better. That is the pretense. What regulators are for is to protect the industry against competitors. The industry itself will petition government for the regulation. And here it sounds odd, but the big companies want the regulation very badly, and they cause the regulation to be in their favor in this way. When you're a small company, you can compete with anybody. You're very agile. When you're a large company, you become a little more slothy. It becomes a little more difficult to change, but you become extremely wealthy and powerful, and you use that wealth to control the market and to control your competitor. And the way that you use your money to control your competitor is you actually take a big sack of money over to government, and you say, here, we've got some wording for some legislation. This protects us against our competitors. Would you please write this into some legislation and call it regulations and tell the world that you're really controlling us, whereas actually we're controlling our competitors through this legislation? If you have a big company and you have over here a government that has enforcement power, you want that enforcement power to work on your behalf. And so you go and you enlist that government to protect your monopoly. And that is what your power companies have done. They've gone over to the government. They've paid them well. They bought off all these legislators, and they've gotten these regulations passed. And the regulations are to service and protect the power companies against their competitors. And all this nonsense they've told us about how this is some kind of consumer protection and this and that, that is a smokescreen. That is the facade. That's the curtain in front of the wizard. That is not what those things are really for. And you can pretty much count that almost any regulation has that kind of character if it's a regulation that affects large, powerful companies. Large, powerful companies have a lot of money, a lot of influence, a lot of power. They do not allow the legislature to harm them.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go.
We do have to cut to a break.
You betcha.
We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com and freedomtaker.com. And you were talking about the regulators. And honestly, I think that we've all been duped because we think that, though, like for instance, the Illinois Commerce Commission is supposed to help the consumer when, in fact, they are protecting the monopolies, the same as the trust back in the early 1900s. And the government pretended they were going to break all these trusts and prevent these monopolies, when, in fact, they didn't do that at all, but they just helped them to maintain a monopoly and fix the prices.
Right. You can tell that as soon as you start to interface with these regulatory agencies. Letters do not get returned. Phone calls do not get answered. Letters that are returned are not returned satisfactorily. It's like a big stone wall, and you go, gee, I thought this was a public agency here for my benefit. You won't find that if you go to them directly and ask for some sort of public service or whatever. They're not designed to provide service to individuals in the public. It's a whole other layer, and it's, as you say, for the benefit of these monopolies. Of course, you know, when they go in with legislation, there's always what the legislation is really doing, and then there's what the legislation, what they tell people the legislation is doing. It's like the Obama health care. They say, well, this is so everybody can get health care. Well, you know, you may notice that Obama health care does not create one new hospital, does not create one new clinic, does not put any doctor or nurse through medical school. Well, how have you provided more health care if you haven't provided more facilities and health care providers? And that's one of my big contentions with this whole, oh, this is a health care bill thing. The only thing that makes more health care is more health care. And when you tell people we're going to give everybody insurance, well, you haven't given anybody more health care. All you've given them is insurance. And insurance doesn't do anything for anybody unless, number one, they honor a claim, and number two, there's some health care facility there that can provide the service. So this is all a big lie, and pretty much all of legislation is like that. There's the supposedly public benefit aspect, and then there's the real aspect, and you got to, unfortunately, go in and read the bill. And the bills are so long and convoluted that not even the legislators who vote on them read the bills. So we've got a major problem when we've got all this legislation coming in that nobody knows what it says. Well, what business do they have putting it into force?
Oh, well, didn't Pelosi say that they would pass it and then they would find out what was in it?
Oh, yeah, you don't get to read it until after we pass it. You know, this kind of comment, I mean, that should have put her out of office on that day. I can't imagine what constituency would tolerate such a thing. But, that's what our elected representatives are used to getting away with, and that's what they're getting away with. And we don't seem to have any problem with it. You know, now, obviously, the media kind of participates in all this, and they don't report if we have a protest or we have something going on. They don't report it.
Right. All righty. We do have to take a 60-second top-of-the-hour break for station ID. And when we come back, we will take your calls after the first break at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
It's true.